So when I was young, I didn't know anyone who represents what I represent now. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, religious leadership that never occurred to me. I didn't know any women who had that kind of position. So it's kind of surprising when I look back on my life that I'm doing what I'm doing, because I never imagined it as a child. I guess I'm thinking about the first time I just fell in love with ritual, with Zen ritual. I remember, reading some books, Alan Watts, mostly men, interestingly enough. Katagiri Roshi. I didn't even know Roshi. I just thought that was his name. But one day I was sitting, and I don't know, maybe it was something the way this particular priest moved. It was something, I think it was just so clear after sitting that the way they moved, the way they represented the simplicity, the elegance, the pageantry, even in just the way they step from side to side very carefully around the meditation mat. It just struck me that that's how I wanted to live. That I wanted to have that kind of centering ritual in my life forever. And then after I talked to the priest about it, I began to get nervous about, what does this mean? What do I have to give up in order to gain something like this? And what would the training be? And what would the impact be on other people? And the priest said something to the fact that if I had the experience I had, would I want other people to have a similar experience? And there was no question in my mind that I wanted people to have the same experience that I had. So that was sort of what motivated me and propelled me on this path, which is a long path. Maybe 10, 11 years from the day I began practicing to being ordained a priest. And then another several years before becoming a Roshi. And let me tell you, just becoming a Roshi, it may sound all fancy, but it's really, it's just saying, I'm willing to take on greater and greater responsibility. You may think you're prepared, but you're not. And you don't know that until you're thrown into the pot to find out what it takes to widen one's capacity for greater responsibility. There's no turning back. This is big. It's not like people become Roshis every day, right? So surrounded by all these people, I've gone through all this preparation. It's pretty much for life that people make this commitment. And so I experienced terror. And also after it was over, I experienced release from terror. Like it's just like a surrender. The community called me into this, walked with me through this, witnessed me going through this, and unbeknownst to them, maybe I had an expectation that they would carry me through this. that even though I held this title, I didn't hold it completely by myself.